In the late 1990s, the Cuban country music called Son gained world acclaim with the documentary and CD The Buena Vista Social Club. But there are other Cuban country styles that have never reached outside ears. In the easternmost mountains of Cuba, coffee growers get together at night and play a style called changui, one of the oldest musical forms on the island. NPR's Jerry Haddon visited the changuiceros of Guantanamo province, and he filed this report.
Changui is a musical style, but it's also a dance and a party. If you're invited to one, be prepared to revel away a week of your life. These community bashes last at least that long, with all-night dancing, pig roasts, and plenty of homemade rum. Here in the green and humid hills outside Guantanamo, a group of farmers is just wrapping up a changui party. The band's lead singer, a small man named Peeby, dressed in the traditional white of a changui dancer, says pacing is the key to making it to the end of their celebrations.
You can't play this music too fast, otherwise you'll never make it till dawn. The party's moving from house to house. The women often bring the kids along, and they all end up sleeping in the host's bed. But there's no problem. And when you ask a girl to dance, you have to keep a handkerchief between your hand and her waist, and she between her hand and your shoulder. Otherwise, you won't keep your white clothes clean for a whole week.
Changui dates back to the late 1700s and has long been the voice of this region's poor black farmers. In it, one hears European folk melodies coupled with call-and-response singing brought over by enslaved Africans. The bongo drums are constantly improvising, unlike in Son, where they also mark tempo. And instead of a standing bass, changui employs the marimbula, a hollow box fitted with strips of metal of varying length that you pluck with your fingers. Marimbula player Juan Sabon was once a school teacher. Now he and his bandmates want changui to catch on in other places. Our music needs to get more publicity because it's our genre, he says. It comes from the deep mountains, from the country people. The people should know how country folk have fun. But Guantanamo is over 500 miles from Cuba's main tourist hub, Havana. Few travelers are drawn here. Fewer still make it to the small villages in the outskirts. Jose Cuenca is a music researcher and director of a new cultural center in Guantanamo. He's trying to put changui on the map, but he says he hopes the style doesn't become the victim of its own success. He calls that phenomenon chan-chanization, after the famous song Chan Chan on the Buena Vista Social Club disc.
Porque todo el mundo es el Chan Chan de Compay Segundo. Hasta siempre comandante, etc. Es un patrón que tú lo ves en toda Cuba.
All the bands are playing this song written by Compay Segundo. Guantanamo has escaped this because we don't have a big tourist industry. Here there are no groups fighting in the plaza for tourists. People play for pleasure. Visitors are incorporated and can think what they want. We don't have culture for tourism, as has perhaps been mistakenly done in other parts.
Of course, Tres guitar player Compay Segundo and his fellow Buena Vista musicians are now famous and constantly touring, something changui players would like to do more of. In one of Guantanamo's main concert halls, Cuba's most well-known changui group, Changui Guantanamera, relaxes over a glass of warm rum. 82-year-old Jerito is one of the band's co-founders and its marimbula player.
Mi compay se inspira con el tres, yo me inspiro con la marimba.
Compay Segundo is inspired by the trace. I'm inspired by the marimbula. I don't feel envy. I'm doing my own thing. Compay Segundo and I get along great. He's like 96 years old. I'll never catch up to him. I'm getting on, but he keeps getting on too. I'll never reach him.
Changui's country root style lacks the polish of its now more cosmopolitan cousin Son, but it requires more musical skill, a point of pride for its players. Changui Guantanamera singer and trace guitar player demonstrate how the voice and strings must perfectly shadow each other throughout a song. Changui Guantanamera has played once in New York and goes to Europe twice a year. They've just been invited to Qatar in the Persian Gulf. And that changui band in the nearby hills has just become the first of some 40 village groups to begin receiving a government salary, allowing them to put down their farm tools and dedicate themselves to their music. In December, Guantanamo will host the first national changui festival. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Guantanamo, Cuba.